is VOA News. I'm Laurel Berman. Sudan's main paramilitary group said it had taken control of the presidential palace, the residence of the army chief, and Khartoum International Airport on Saturday in an apparent coup attempt as clashes erupted with the military. The Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, which accused the army of attacking them first, also said they had seized the airports in the northern city of Meroe and in El Obeid in the west. Russia's regular spring military draft campaign is proceeding as scheduled, and there are no plans to send out mass electronic notices under a new system just signed into law by President Vladimir Putin. That's what a top official said on Saturday. The announcement by Colonel Andrei Beryakov, who is an official in an armed forces department responsible for the draft, appeared aimed at quelling speculation that Russia may quickly use the new system to launch another mass call-up for the war in Ukraine. Energy and environment ministers of the Group of Seven Wealthy Nations are meeting in the northern Japanese city of Sapporo, trying to forge an agreement on the best way forward in battling climate change. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The officials hope to draft a communique for a G7 summit in May, despite differences over how and how quickly to end carbon emissions. The war in Ukraine has deepened concerns over energy security, complicating that effort. Japan has focused its own national strategy on so-called clean coal, hydrogen, and nuclear energy. U.S. officials voice support for that approach, while others want a faster transition to renewable energy. The talks will also focus on biodiversity loss and other global challenges. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The death toll from Russian missile strikes on an eastern Ukrainian city rose to double digits as rescue crews tried to reach people trapped in the rubble of an apartment building. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the darkness of the night, a crane hovers above a destroyed apartment block as it carries with it a large slab of debris. The rescue teams are busy searching for several people who are still in the wreckage after two bodies were recovered. A shell-shocked local resident tells the AP about the moment the shells hit her neighboring buildings. I go into the kitchen and see dust flying everywhere. I go out and see that there's no fifth floor anymore. A grandma lived there. Her son, Lyosha, is probably out here right now. They're probably still looking for her. The Ukrainian military is looking to beef up its ability to intercept missiles as it prepares for an expected spring counteroffensive to retake Russian-occupied areas of the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has filed a financial disclosure offering the first glimpse into his finances since he left the White House. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a report filed with the Federal Election Commission, Trump says he's not making much money from his social media network, Truth Social, which has served as his primary method of sharing messages with his supporters, reporting less than $201. At the same time, however, Trump estimates the Trump Media and Technology Group is worth between $5 and $25 million. The former president also reported he made between $100,000 and $1 million for a series of digital trading cards released in December. They portray Trump in a series of cartoon-like images, including an astronaut, a cowboy, and a superhero. I'm Ben Thomas.
A wet winter has given way to a colorful super bloom in the western part of the United States. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
A series of powerful storms dumped record amounts of rain and snow across California, replenishing reservoirs and setting prime conditions for millions of dormant seeds to sprout. The rain-fed wildflowers are so vivid and abundant across California that their hues of purple, yellow, and orange look like painted swatches from space. Tourists are flocking to see the so-called rare super bloom, but officials say, look, don't trample. Experts say this year's show is especially stunning because it's so widespread. Botanists say it's expected to last well into May, with some areas just starting to bloom. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Germany switches off its last three nuclear reactors, exiting atomic power as it seeks to wean itself off of fossil fuels. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.